Virat Kohli in one day internationals, Virat Kohli in white ball cricket, the greatest batter of all time in this format. What a performance last night against Pakistan. Champions Trophy is now it almost there. We know who's, Pakistan are all out. England are doing England things. They are having moral victories.
Deserve to win.
scoring big totals and then losing to Australia,
Yep.
losing to mediocre Australia, and Australia doing
Mediocre
Australia.
Australia. Oh,
Well,
okay. Fair enough.
that's what you said. That's what you said. That's why I'm pointing that out. That's what you said. Now
I have never mentioned the word mediocre. Never once.
I'm
But
going to pull you up on
okay,
that.
let's
Australia do
see.
Australia are doing Australia things in multi-nation tournaments. That's what I wanted to point out. And let's get straight into it. Let's start with England versus Australia. What do you make of that performance?
Well, first of all, go through last week's episode and mention where I've said mediocre. I've mentioned that we're inexperienced and the bowling attack's a bit thin. But
Isn't that
and then that was on
mediocre?
show.
Isn't that mediocre?
It's not mediocre. It's inexperienced at international level. It's not mediocre. But that's not what I said.
Well, you didn't say
Anyway.
that verbatim, but you still mentioned that you don't have any hopes of from Australia.
I picked us to make semi-finals, so I've got some hope. Whether we go on and win the tournament is a different story, but I've got hope we're going to make the semi-finals, and we got off to a good start in terms of the win. In terms of that game, one of the flattest pitches I've ever seen. So as soon as that first over went down, I said, "Boy, if we're chasing 350, I'll back us to win." And the first 10 overs to get those early two wickets and England gifting those to us was fantastic. But then when Root and Duckett were going, I thought England really should go for 400 here. But Australia pulled them back. I don't think England's finishing was particularly flash.
Yep.
And that's where they got to look at England. Instead of making all these excuses about due and, oh, we deserve to win and all this, look at yourselves. You should have got 400, right? So during the innings, I tweeted that. Around the halfway mark, I said, Australia will bite your arm off for 350. And I know I was quite confident that we could chase that because of how good the pitch was, England's one-dimensional attack, I felt, lots of pace in that attack, relying a lot on Adil Rashid. And then you're going to get that due impact as well later on in the game. So if you can put yourself in a position where you can, 350 is very gettable in those conditions on a very fast outfield as well. So restricting them to 350, I thought was a win. I was confident at halfway, but that confidence evaporated when Travis Head and Steve Smith were out within five overs, particularly Travis Head. I thought, Travis Head was going to be absolutely crucial, to whether Australia were going to win or not. But I did stay up. I did have hope. I did stay up till 4 a.m. in the morning because I thought we were a good chance. And I did tell you, this is one thing I can confirm, I did say that Alex Carey and Josh Inglis both have to be in this
Fair
11.
enough. You did say
Yep. So you can count me in on that. I know I said that. And I did write it
that.
off on the blog as well. And they were absolutely outstanding after Matt Short and Marnus put on a good partnership, but we're still in big trouble. But it's a partnership.
Let's touch on two points. Firstly, I wanted to talk about something you said with England having a one-dimensional attack. And it's true. Like, if you look at Australia's attack, if you look at India's attack, there's even within the fast bowlers, there's so much variety. For Australia, you got Spencer Johnson, you got Dwashes, you got Nathan Ellis, perfect. He exploits the slow ones and
He's
slower
one guy
bounces
I want to
perfectly.
praise. Yeah, he's one guy I want to praise. He went wicketless, but he was outstanding because he was under five economy rate right up until the last ball he bowled. And I tweeted sort of during the game and the next day that he was the unsung hero of that win. He kept England in check. And just allowed Steve Smith some breathing room as captain and just ensure that England didn't get too far ahead in terms of that run rate and could have been staring 400. So, yeah, you're
Absolutely.
right.
I mean, he all other bowlers in the lineup went about 6.5, and he was at 5.10. So, and he, assume he goes for over six as well. And like you said, that's a total of 400. So, the positive that Australia has with the bowling attack is the versatility that the lineup provides, and similar to India as well. with Shami and Hardik Pandya and Harshit Rana and the bowlers sitting out on the bench as well. So, but the second point about Australia I wanted to touch is Manus is finally in the runs. Although not big runs, but that little innings of 47 will do him a world of good.
Yeah, there was a reply to one of my tweets that, should be dropped, but I thought he played very well. He came in, we were two down for nothing in the first five overs, and he stitched a good partnership together with Short. Yeah, you want to keep you go on with that, but I thought there was enough in that innings to suggest that that could be a catalyst to sort of push on a little bit. I'd stick with him in the 11. And yeah, I thought with the ball, you mentioned Spencer Johnson, I thought he was under par. And speaking of Marnus, we turned to him at the death for three or four overs in the final 10 over Spencer Johnson. So that tells me that Johnson probably won't play another game if we're going to go off that. Maybe Sean Abbott will come back into the 11. But yeah, as that 350. And then, touching on Josh Inglis and Alex Carey, absolutely outstanding. It was a 19% chance of Australia winning when they walked in at the crease together. But that one partnership at a good run rate will get you back in it, right? And England can start panicking. And Matthew Hayden on commentary, when there was 197 needed to win, said, "This is such a long way off." But the good thing about Inglis and Carey is they didn't think about 197. They thought about, five over spells,
The next 10 and the next
the next
20
five, the
and
next 10,
25, yeah.
knock. The way they rotated strike was outstanding. I thought, they
Like we
complemented
all
those
do
sixes
on
and twos with the boundaries.
on Saturdays, classic club game mentality.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Don't swing for the hills in a club game. But they were outstanding, and it was aggression, but it wasn't a lot of risk taking, I felt. It wasn't reckless at all. It was like you pick your moments, you get the boundary ball, put that away, stay in touch with the run rate. That run rate never got out of control. I can't remember that required run rate ever going above 8. We kept it under 8 right the way through, and it was absolutely magnificent partnership. I thought Carey was superb. Inglis started a bit scratchy, but then once he got in, his footwork against spin was really good, and the way he attacked the pace all around the wicket, so impressive.
Yep,
And I
absolutely.
said that these guys are our two strengths in the lineup. Whether you open with one of them or bat both in the middle order, that gives me hope that we can make the semi-finals and maybe do something in this tournament. Still a lot of work to do, but those two players can make a big difference for us, and I'm so happy that they did. Absolutely brilliant.
Yep, and then Maxwell came in and did Maxwell things
Maxwell did, and
at
that's
the
the
end.
thing, right? Because when I was watching it, I said these guys, in terms of Carey and Inglis, have got to get us to the 35th, 40th over together. Because if you get Maxwell in at the 30th over, it's too early, I think, for Maxwell to come in at that point with so many runs still to get.
I
So that
mean,
partnership was
Afghanistan
crucial.
would disagree, but yeah, anyway.
But even in that game, Mujeeb dropped the sitter, right? But in this game, right, chasing 350, it'd be great to get Maxwell in the final 10. And then he can do his thing and then see it off. And in the end, it was such a comfortable win, 15 balls to spare.
Yep. And
Fantastic victory from Australia.
every single batter that played for Australia in that game sort of had a specific role because Matthew Short he
He
lost
played well.
two partners early, but experienced Travis Head and Steve Smith, the captain, because but he stuck at it from one end, and then Marnus came in. The why I was focusing on Marnus earlier is because Marnus's role allowed Inglis and Carey to come in later part of the innings. When Marnus got out, it was like in the 20th over, it was 120. There was still a long way to go, but if Marnus would have got out, let's say right after Smith,
Oh, for sure.
that would have
Oh,
exposed
of course.
Inglis, early on. So yeah, and that's why I think Australia in multi-nation tournaments are never to be taken lightly, as we have all seen, as we all know. And that's why I'm not hearing anything from you about how they are not well placed to win this tournament.
I said, look, it feels different.
Shut
That's
up.
what I said before
Shut up.
the tournament. Man, you are so haunted by November 19th. It's crazy and I love it. So haunted.
Well, I mean, not even an
Yeah.
India-Australia final would wipe that off. So let's not go
Oh,
there.
India
But
Australia final on a tacky Dubai pitch with Nathan Ellis rolling his fingers over the ball in the
well,
Dubai sunshine, and then Travis Head coming out under lights and sealing the chase.
yeah, that won't happen. That won't happen.
That would be fantastic,
That
mate.
won't happen.
Oh,
You'll meet New Zealand in the semifinals. That won't happen.
it's and they can't beat us, New Zealand, remember? They don't know how to beat Australia. So, look, we'll see. We've got work to do. Every time I try to be diplomatic on this podcast about Australia's chances, I'm told to shut up.
Exactly.
So,
Like we've all seen what
so
happens, so yeah.
yeah, look, we do, and
Anyway.
I hope it happens again. But yeah, look, one thing I will say before we round and go off to India, Pakistan, and the rest of the tournament is Matt Short deserves credit as well. I was skeptical, and again, one thing I will say that I did say is that I was skeptical about him being in the one-day team because he hasn't quite grabbed his opportunity in this format. But yeah, I thought he played very well. It would have been ideal if he had gone on a little bit longer. Same with Marnus, because we were 4 down in the 23rd over. When you're chasing 350, that's 1 or 2 wickets more than you want to be. But he
And
played really
look,
well. I
you're
mean,
right
four
about
Bureau
Matt Short.
Hmm.
Because I was watching the game, I was looking at Matt Short,
Yeah.
playing the likes of Mark Wood and Archer, and he doesn't sort of convey that confidence you need from a 50 over opener. The kind of confidence that Rohit Sharma would give, or Travis Head, or Virendra Sehwag, or the
To be
Martin
fair, it's still
Guptill,
early
the
days.
great. Yeah, it is early days. That's
Yeah.
what I wanted to point out. That's what I was coming to. It
Yeah.
is early days, so
Yeah,
he's learning his craft, and
Yep. And fair
he will
enough.
get better.
And fair enough to the management for picking him. You got the pressure of an ICC tournament to allow him to develop his game in that way. Yep, great. And all good, and I hope he continues in that path. I just want to touch on England, some of the stuff that I've heard
Oh,
in the aftermath.
they didn't deserve to lose.
Livingston, this is a game we, sort of didn't deserve. England did some fundamental things wrong, and Ben Duckett batted beautifully and all that, and the platform was set, but they should have got more than what they did in terms of 350. I was quite happy with that, as I said, in the innings break.
I
And
was
then
thinking.
naming their team 2 days before and picking
I
that
was
sort of
laughing
attack.
my yeah, I was laughing my ass
We
off,
talk about
but
variety in the attack. There's not a lot in there for England. And then they blame the Jew, but and then Nasser Hussain, who I've got a lot of respect for as a pundit, talks about how much they miss Ben Stokes. But
I mean, he's
Ben
gone.
Stokes,
He's retired. He's
I
done.
don't think he's retired officially, but he was there in the 23 World Cup. And what did England do there? Like, they stunk the place
I
out over
mean,
there.
Ben
Yeah.
Stokes is just, look, I you know, we've ever had these chats before. I don't, he's a good player. I don't rate him
Ben
that
Stokes
high
hasn't
as
been
much
great for some time. Let's
as
be real
England
as well.
media makes him out to, like second coming of Dawn Bradman of sorts.
He hasn't been
And
great for a while.
exactly. Even in red ball format, he blames, he be the his gestures and his reactions are such that, oh, it's the pitch's fault, or it's the ball's fault because it, crashed into my stump.
Oh,
So,
England, never change.
but the thing is, I was thinking, if you have scored 351 out of 50 overs, and if you're losing the game by 15 balls to spare, you do deserve to lose. You
Of
do
course you do.
deserve to lose. Because
Yeah.
then your bowling unit isn't up to the mark, so you do deserve to lose.
Of course you do. You had us 4 down in the 23rd over and you
Exactly.
couldn't feel it, right? And a lot of the talk before the game I saw on social media was England will smash this Australia team and this Australia team is weak. I've never seen such a weak Australia team. Well, what happened, right? There was no talk of Jew before then. But then after the game finishes, I see talk of Jew. But going back to that 23 World Cup game, England versus Australia at Ahmedabad, Ben Stokes was there. Australia had to bowl under lights with some Jew around. We were defending 286. But the difference between the two nations is we go out there, get the job done. We win
England
the
got
game.
hustled. England got
We got
hustled.
hustled. We bowled beautifully in that game and we won. We don't make excuses. That's the difference between Australia and England. But long may it continue, right?
I mean,
As an Australia fan.
if you remember, it's the next generation of Australian bowling. If you remember Fox Sports,
Oh, Fox Sports. Oh my
it's the
God.
next generation of Australian bowling with three players at
Yep.
33. But
Oh my
anyway,
gosh.
let's talk about India versus
Hilarious.
Pakistan. Let's talk about the
Yep.
India versus Pakistan game,
I must
and
say, mate, shock result. No one was expecting this. Virat
But
Kohli scored 100 again. Damn.
there were some people giving Pakistan a big chance, saying, oh, you
Nah.
know, I mean, come on. The two teams haven't been on the same level for a long while now in this format,
Nah.
in any format. And the way Rizwan approached his innings, the you know, it was look, the Dubai pitch is it during the day, the first innings does get a bit hard to bat on, but it wasn't as difficult as Rizwan portrayed it to be. And it but like any other pitch in this format, it does get a bit easier to bat under the lights, and you know, the pitch
Still,
does flatten out.
no excuse for those dot balls though.
Yeah,
Like
exactly.
that's
Exactly.
crazy. Crazy batting.
Like there was not a
Crazy.
single except Harris Roff, there was not a single batter who batted even 90 at a strike rate of 90. I could see Khushdil Shah batted 97, but that was it. Everyone was like 50 and 60 and 80. You can't expect to win a one day game with this sort of
It's
attitude.
such an old-fashioned, archaic style of ODI
Yeah.
cricket,
And
you
look,
know.
we sat here. I remember people will be pointing out, we sat here and I said, you know, I would love those old 270, 275 one day, you know, score one day games. And yes, but when the two teams are on level, are on par,
Yeah.
that's when the intrigue and excitement comes in. Not with this sort of Pakistan team who don't
No,
know
no,
what's
no. The thing,
happening.
yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you go back to the first game as well. They're chasing 320, and I cannot believe the approach that they had in that game. I mean, you got Babar Azam in that game, dead batting off spinners, 20 overs into a run chase when the run rate required is above 9 already. He's dead batting off spin, scoring 2 and over in the middle. And you got people defending him on social media. I think this is a big thing with Pakistan cricket. They do need an overhaul in their ODI and T20 cricket setup, particularly the ODIs. They've got too many players in that team that are similar of nature. It's all right having, you know, a couple of accumulators there and anchors, but even those anchors are just too slow. Too many dots.
That's true. That's
166
true.
dots against New Zealand, chasing 320, 150 odd dots yesterday. Really poor, you know, and you had to consolidate after losing two early wickets, I understand. But not blocking every ball and dot ball after dot ball after dot ball. You got to rotate. That's the skill you got to have as an Asian team. In Dubai conditions, which you should be used to.
Yeah.
That
And I mean,
Shaquil-Rizwan partnership was a killer for Pakistan. Absolute killer.
look at Virat Kohli. I mean, we sit here talk about
Exactly.
the more we talk about Virat Kohli, I don't know. I'm lost for words. I said this to you on the chat that, you know, the guy's 36. He's pushing the likes of Shubman Gill and Shreyas Iyer to run twos in the Dubai heat. And after fielding for 50 overs, mind you, after fielding for 50 overs, he's running those twos and threes really hard until the end. And not only his runs, he'll run for his partner as well. He just he and I think in the middle he hit only seven boundaries during his 100, and everything else was just runs. You know, just
So what are
he
we
was
looking at? 72 of his 100 runs were singles and
exactly.
twos. So
Yep, that's
this
it.
is everything you need to know, right? That's the key difference between the two sides. You look at a great ODI batter in Kohli. He's not about
The
always
greatest, the greatest.
the great. Yeah, I'm talking the great. Yeah, the greatest of all time. Yes. Yep. If you look at the difference in how great this guy is, what makes him so great is his consistency. He keeps getting better and his
No,
fitness, but his approach.
I think you need to say what makes him the greatest. No, I'm not having that great. I know what your point you're trying to make.
What makes him the greatest? Because we're having this. I'm like, it's up for debate whether he's the greatest of all
It's
time in
not.
ODIs.
It's
But
not.
yeah, look, fair enough. But I'm saying what makes him the greatest, there you go.
Yep.
What makes him the greatest is he's not always crash bang fours and sixes.
That's
It's
right.
hard running between the wickets and rotating, keeping things going. And that's why he aces so many run chases throughout his career. You
Yep.
know,
And the
it's that
thing
sort
is,
of stuff.
like, the thing is, we don't have to, as cricket fans, as Virat Kohli fans, as Indian fans, we don't have to die wondering whether Virat Kohli can play the swashbuckling, you know, Sehwagisk or like these type of innings, because he's already done that in one day
He's done
format.
that. He's
We've
done that many
seen
times.
the 50 ball hundreds, the 60 ball hundreds, the 183s against Pakistan in like 140 ball. We've all seen
Sri
that.
Lanka
We've
in
seen the
Hobart.
Sri Lankan, oh, smashing the likes of Malinga. I mean, we've all seen that, so we know he can do that as well if need
Course
be,
he can.
and he
Yeah,
can do
yeah.
this as well when
He's
needed,
wonderful
and that's
according to
what
the
makes him the
situation, yeah.
greatest.
Yeah, and he can execute according to the situation, right? And his incredible consistency in getting better over time, and the mindset, his fitness, his hunger, his determination. 14,000 ODI runs at an average of 58 plus. Man, this is insane. You know,
And
he's
that's what
close to
I,
Kumar Sangakkara in less than, more than 100 ODIs less than Kumar Sangakkara, and he's chasing him down now, in terms of second most in runs
I
all
mean,
time.
he made
Magnificent.
14,000 runs in less than, in 63 innings lesser than the great man Sachin Tendulkar. So,
Yeah, he
you know,
smashed all of Tendulkar's records in terms of, 10,000, 11,000,
I
12,000,
mean,
etc. Yep.
as someone grew up watching cricket because of Sachin Tendulkar, who had a shrine in his bedroom for Tendulkar, I'm really happy to say that Virat Kohli is the greatest ODI batter that we have seen. I mean, no one comes close to him.
I'd say so.
51 hundreds at a strike at an average of 58, 57, and 14,000 runs. And I think it's safe to say he might go on for a year or two, and it's not done yet.
What are we saying? Has he batted less than 300 innings in ODIs, if my memory serves me
Yes, that's
right?
correct. 267
It's it, it
or
that's just it.
287 or something.
Yeah, it's under 300. We'll have a quick look, but this is absolutely extraordinary numbers. 287 innings. You know, you look at Sangakkara, 380 innings, he's got 14,234. Kohli, 287 innings, 14,085. And the strike rate of 93 as well, 73 50s, 51 tons, and a lot of them in chasing, and a lot of them in
I was
drilling the
looking
gap.
yesterday. I was looking yesterday. Those that time few years ago when everyone was going for Kohli's head for not scoring hundreds, the day he broke his sort of that elusive ton in the in one day international format. That was back in 2022, December, I think, against Bangladesh. He scored 100, and since then, no one has scored more hundreds than him in the one day format.
Yes, was
Kohli
it
has
against
scored, I think.
Afghanistan, was it?
No.
Oh, I
So
can't remember. It
Afghanistan
won.
was the T20, and in the
Gotcha.
one day
You're
format, it was
right.
Bangladesh a few months later.
Correct.
So,
Yes, you're right. Yep.
and you know, he has scored 800 since then. I think three or four of those coming in the World Cup. But yeah, I mean, what a player, what a player. We are so lucky to have witnessed this great man.
Absolutely. And in terms of India,
And I want to,
what have you?
sorry, I wanted to ask you a question.
I was going to
Is
ask you one, but go
it
ahead.
safe to say there is no, I know the answer. I know I've made up my mind. Is it safe to say there's no Fab Four bullshit in one day format?
Yeah, there's the Fab One, right? Kohli's the best in ODIs, right? When you look at the Fab Four players, in terms of Smith, Williamson, and Root, they're all fantastic ODI players, but obviously Virat Kohli is on another level to all of them in this format. You know, these are facts, in terms of how good he is. All of the others are fantastic. Steve
I mean, they're
Smith's
great
record
players. They're
in big
great players.
games, Steve Smith's record in big games in ODI cricket, in ODI World Cups, etc. Wonderful, right? He's got big runs in those games, but in terms of Kohli overall package, his range, his overall game, his numbers as well, but what causes those numbers is, all of the stuff that I've mentioned and we've talked about. So absolutely, he is number one and the best. I was going to ask you actually, now moving on to India's bowling, what have you made of the bowling so far? You've had two games, in the Dubai Sunshine bowling. What have you made of it so far?
I mean,
Pretty good up top, but
Shami's first over gave me
yeah.
flashbacks of the 2003 World Cup, Zaheer Khan.
I love how everything reminds you of Australia and World Cup finals. It's just
I mean,
glorious.
it's
Beautiful.
I've been scarred enough. But look, I think this bowling lineup has the wonderful ability of choking the oppositions in the middle overs. You know, with the likes of Akshar Patel, Jadeja, and Kuldeep Yadav with the spinners as well, and Hardik Pandya provides that versatility that we were talking about because. But let's, with this bowling attack comes an even better fielding attack as well. The fielding that I saw from India, because you've played cricket, we've seen enough cricket. You know, you can bowl all you can bowl wonderfully well, but if your
Mm.
fielders don't back you up in this in these formats, in the shorter formats,
Agree.
you are more likely to lose than win the game. So
Yep. Agree.
yesterday, Ux's run out proved really crucial as well. And overall the fielding attitude and the fielding of the Indian unit was really good. So, but again, to answer your question, bowling wise, Shami did not look at his best. He wasn't at his fittest. But then he came back and he was running in well, but we'll have to wait and see what happens in the next game. They might, give him a rest
Yeah.
or just sit him out. But again, we have talked about Harshit Rana. I don't fully agree with him being there over Ashdeep Singh or Mohammad Siraj because they deserve to be in that spot. But no complaints from if we talk only about Harshit Rana's bowling. He's bowled well in the limited chances he's been given. So it's been really good to see this bowling attack come in as a whole, perfectly, beautifully backed up by KL Rahul as the keeper as well. He was fantastic yesterday as the keeper as
Yeah,
well.
absolutely. Yeah, look, I think India have been steady. Middle overs bowling. I haven't been taking the wickets in the middle overs. They took, I think it was their first wicket in the middle overs yesterday, and then they took a few. So that's an area they probably want to get right there as well. But steady enough, and I think they'll be tough to handle in those Dubai conditions. But it's the sort of conditions that could bring the opposition into the game because, I've been seeing some commentary on Twitter that they've got an unbelievable home ground advantage. Well, do they? The conditions for ODIs in India typically are nothing like that, right?
Exactly.
And I expect people with who cover cricket to know that,
Yep.
right?
But I mean,
So,
bias,
and
agenda, narratives, many
yeah,
things.
maybe it is, and
Many things.
look, you get a team that can go into the semi-finals and can choke the Indian batting lineup on a slowish pitch. We've seen that sort of thing before, remember? So. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yep,
In terms of
absolutely. I
choking the
remember.
Indian batting
Absolutely.
lineup.
I mean, I saw a few tweets the other day saying, "Oh, we have never had a host, a co-host or a host of a big tournament go to another country and play their game." I was like, India played 2011 first game World Cup in Bangladesh. I mean,
That's
it's
correct. Yeah, they did.
literally
They
right
did.
there. It's
I
literally
know.
right there. But
It has happened
whatever
before.
feeds you, feeds you and fits your narrative and agenda, whatever helps you sleep at night.
Yeah, look, ultimately, you look at Pakistan and they've got to be better. Just a quick word from you. I think you're going to be quite diplomatic on this. Any worldly Bumrah, Virat Kohli comparisons in ODI cricket?
Do you expect me to answer that? Do you honestly expect me to answer that? I mean, we were just talking about Steve Smith and Joe Root and Kane Williamson and Virat Kohli. I mean, I don't even know what that question is from you. I'm insulted. I'm insulted. I mean, I've
That's my
seen
that was my intention.
accounts from Pakistani fans say that, I'm ashamed I ever compared Babar Azam to Virat Kohli. I should slap myself.
There
And
was never a comparison, was there? Like,
Babar Azam isn't even
never.
at the moment. He isn't even in the league of Shubman Gill, to be honest. Shubman Gill is way above. Is probably one of the going to be one of the greatest one day batter. I hope I'm not jinxing it, but the way he was playing yesterday as well. But coming to your answer, no, I don't think Babar Azam is anywhere near any of these Indian batters. I mean,
I don't know what's
imagine
happened to
Shreyas
Baba.
Iyer yesterday. Shreyas Iyer, they got Harry Shroff to bowl, come and bowl him bounces, and he knew the plan. He knew what he was doing. Unlucky, he got out, but he knew what he was doing. He played some great reverse sweeps as well. He was on the money all the time.
Yep. And
So
we
yeah,
spoke
no,
previously
Babar
about
Azam
Shreyas Iyer's
doesn't
influence.
deserve any comparison with anyone at the moment. Babar Azam is in a league of his own. That league is probably below the National League
Oh my God. This guy.
in the English
No
football tier
respect.
at the
You
moment.
gone, you've gone
Look,
bang.
I'll he's a class act. Babar Azam is a class act when he plays, but he doesn't play that often, does he?
It's not that. For me, it's just it doesn't own a game often enough, particularly big games. I'm calling on you, Bubba.
That's
And
what makes a
the reason
player
why
great.
the reason why I focus on Bubba is because I've heard a lot of noise about him over the years from Pakistan fans and from Pakistan about his ranking, how good he is, his numbers, his record. You look at his record, it looks excellent. But
But that's
I'm looking at him in big tournaments. How many games have you owned?
it's okay. Let's not even talk about big tournaments. I'll present an argument here. Talk about Michael Bevan, talk about Matthew Hayden, talk about Sachin Tendulkar, talk about Virat Kohli, talk about the great ODI,
De Villiers.
Wirendra Sehwag, De Villiers. Talk about these players. And if you mention, if you know, let's this is kind of a chat with friends. We just have a mic and a camera in front of us. But if you're sitting with your friends in the living room over a beer and you're talking about players, the things you come up with in your mind are great innings, whether they are in the World Cup, whether they are against just a bilateral, wherever they are, you come up with great innings. You know, Virat Kohli, that 133 in Hobart, that 183 in Asia Cup against Pakistan, these sort of great innings that you remember. Sachin Tendulkar, the Desert Storm, in Sharjah. These are the 200 against South Africa. These are the innings that you, De Villiers, the fastest 100 against West Indies. These are the innings that
Of
you
course.
remember. These are the moments that the players, great players, are known for. If someone can tell me what someone like Babar Azam, and I'm clubbing Ben Stokes in there as well, because a lot of people are saying, "Oh, Ben Stokes, the greatest player." I'm clubbing Ben Stokes. I'm saying one day format. You can talk about Headingley all you want, but I'm saying one day format.
One day
If
format.
someone comes up with even two innings of these players that they remember, and we go, "Oh yeah, shit, they are great players," I can't remember even one innings that these guys have played. You can talk about Ben Stokes in the World Cup final, but did England really win? No. But
Oh, he was outstanding in that World Cup final. He was. And I think Ben Stokes did produce some good knocks in the 2017 Champions Trophy from memory. I know he hit a ton against us there.
But
But
that's the
going on,
thing.
Baba,
That even if
you're
when you're
right.
talk even when you're talking, it's like, oh, I still have to remember so deep in my brain somewhere.
It's similar to Baba as well, in a sense. There was 100 in the 2019 World Cup against New Zealand that Pakistan fans love to talk about and say that was a fantastic knock, that brilliant innings against New Zealand. But Pakistan were in big trouble in that tournament. They needed the net run rate boost. And I think he scored off about 120, 130 balls, and they won the game. They won the game, but it didn't help them in their qualification prospects because their net run rate eventually, saw them being knocked out, right? So that's what I mean about trying to own a situation and doing what you can for your team to help your team progress in a tournament. I just don't think he has done enough, including in T20 World Cups and ODI World Cups for a player of his supposed stature. If I look back at innings from Baba, he hit 150 against England 4 or 5 years ago in a bilateral, but I remember that was against a weakened England side that was hurt by injuries and COVID, if I recall correctly. Australia sent a weakened side in 2022 to Pakistan, hit some tons there. I'm talking about when you come against full strength teams in the big tournaments, can you stand up and be counted on in those games?
That's
And
right.
unfortunately, it hasn't been the case for Baba, and Pakistan really need that from him going forward. Otherwise, it's just. His last ODI 100, I'm looking here now, is against Nepal in the Asia Cup of 2023. That's his last ODI 100. And the one before that was against New Zealand in Karachi in 23 as well. It's been few and far between for a player of Baba, his ability. I think we need more from him. That's just my point because he's been put on this pedestal and to say, look at these numbers, look at his record. So when we come to ICC tournaments and he's not delivering, then the spotlight's going to naturally be on him because we've heard all this noise about him for years.
Yep.
It hasn't happened, really.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
Anyway, we
so
have gone on for we can ramble on.
we have rambled on. So in terms of the Champions Trophy, I think Group A looks all but done. If New Zealand beat Bangladesh, which is going on right now. India and New Zealand, as we both predicted, will go through to the
I would
semifinals.
love a bit of intrigue. I would love to see New Zealand lose. That
It'd be
would just
interesting. It'd
be
make for an
interesting.
interesting last couple of games. Yeah, for sure. It'll keep the group alive.
That
But
would
you look
bring
at this
Pakistan
world.
in as well, because
It
that would
would.
bring.
It would, but New Zealand would have to lose heavily. And I just look at this Rawalpindi surface, and Bangladesh are four down now for 106 in the 23rd over. on a flat pitch. That's not looking good for Pakistan or
I mean,
Bangladesh.
it
So
is.
England, yeah.
It's funny because if New Zealand lose the last game, Bangladesh, Pakistan, India, New Zealand, Pakistan would need India to beat New Zealand heavily.
Correct, correct,
That'll be
India. They need a
poetic.
favor from India.
That'll
Yeah.
be poetic.
They'll need a favor from India there. Group B, which was the group that I thought would be more difficult to predict. We've got South Africa on top with a good win over Afghanistan, Australia in second, England and Afghanistan in third. Now, we've got a difficult game against South Africa tomorrow. This is going to be the bigger test than England, with all due respect. Well, not really, but South Africa is going to be the harder game. You know, if we don't have enough strike with the ball, they've got the players to put the 400 on the board. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Yeah, and then look, Afghanistan, England is a very, very interesting game as well. That is a very, very interesting game. So we'll see what happens there. And then my prediction was it comes down to Australia, Afghanistan, who will go through to the final four between those two teams. And I think on a flat Lahore pitch, I think we'll win that game, but we'll see what happens when we get there. Nash, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to all the listeners. And yeah, we'll see what happens by the time we get to this time next week in terms of the Champions
We'll
Trophy.
be talking about Virat Kohli's second Champions Trophy 100.
We'll see. We'll see. He's
Thank you
looking
so
good.
much.
He's looking good. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you soon.